the verse number 18 onwards, you have several statements about equality of consciousness. Now, to be able to understand fully the whole theme of equality, we need to visit the second chapter also, because there too we have a number of verses which relate to equality. Since equality is one of the fundamental themes of the Bhagavad Gita, you get in chapter number 2 and chapter number 5 and also in chapter number 6 a great deal of emphasis on equality, and all of them are interrelated. So first of all, we see chapter number 2 and verse number 56 and 57.
Second chapter. The whole thing is not like this.
The whole theme of Sita Parinirlakshan
now.
Yes.
It goes with this.
Yes, that's what I'm saying. That there is a close connection between the chapter number 2 and chapter number 5 and also chapter number 6, where the theme of equality, samatvam, is described. Since we are doing the text of the Bhagavad Gita, I am referring to this because you have then a real understanding of the interconnections of the verses of the Gita. Why this repetition, if there is a repetition, why? The reason is that fifth chapter is a kind of a summation, is a summary, in which all that has gone into the first four chapters is taken up. And full summary is given in the fifth chapter. It is this interconnection which has to be understood. It is not as if there is a repetition here and there. Many people say Gita has lots of repetitions. But that happens only when you do not read the Gita in the context. Why this repetition? Because now this is summation. Ultimately, Sri Krishna, having described the whole of the Karma Yoga, in fact this third chapter, as I told you earlier, is the quintessence of the Karma Yoga of the Bhagavad Gita. In the second chapter, there is introduction to the Bhagavad Gita. In the fourth chapter, there is a culmination of the Bhagavad Gita. In the fifth chapter, therefore, there is a summary of all that has gone further above, and therefore you get a description of the divine worker. And in the description of the divine worker, you have to say the most important element in his consciousness is that of equality. We have said that the Karma Yogin, when he reaches the highest level, his first attribute is that he is free from egoism. Second, he is free from desire. Third is that he is equal-minded. The fourth is that he is impersonal, that he is peaceful, shantim adigacchati, and he is sukhi, he is in delight. These are the few words which describe the real divine worker. In this description, this is a summary of the whole thing. After finishing all the four chapters, this is a summary of it. Therefore, what is most important in the Gita as regards equality is concerned, we have here the description of the equality, but we have to take into account also where equality is described earlier, so that in our mind there is a connection. And therefore I am referring to this, verse number 56 and 57. Dukheshu anudvigna manaha sukheshu vidata spriha Vitaraga Bhayakrodaha Sthitadihi Munihi Uchyate. He who is not perturbed in mind in the midst of sorrowful conditions, and who is devoid of coveting in the midst of happiness, who is free from attachment, fear and anger, such a one is called a sage of steady wisdom. He remains equal whether in happiness or in misery. Then, in the next one, yaha sarvatra nabhi sneha tat prapya shubha shubham na abhinandati na dveshti tasya pragya pratishthita. He who is without attachment in everything and who neither rejoices nor hates in whatever good and evil he may obtain, his wisdom is firm. And then you have in paragraph verse number 64 and in 70 these two in 64 raga dvesha vimuktaihi tu vishayan indraihi charan आत्मवश्यैहि विधेयात्मा प्रसादम अधिगच्छति. The self-controlled man, though enjoying the sensory objects with his senses, restrained and free from attachment and hatred, obtains peace. And then if you read number 70, आपूर्यमाणं अचल प्रतिष्ठं समुद्रं आपः प्रविशन्ति यद्वत् तद्वत् कामाः यं प्रविशन्ति सर्वे सः शान्तिम् आप्नोति न कामकामी. जस्ट एज वाटर्स फ्रॉम डिफरेंट रिवर्स एंटर इन टू द ओशन फ्रॉम ऑल साइड्स, येट द ओशन कंटिन्यूज टू बी स्टिल, इन द सेम वे a person who is not perturbed by the incessant flow of desires, he alone attains peace and not the desirer of sense objects. Now in the fifth chapter, apart from this number 18, we have also in 19 the same theme, and also again in 22 and 23. In 19 we have iha eva taihi jitah sargah yesham samye sthitam manah nirdosham hi samam brahma tasmad brahmani te sthitah. Even here on earth the world is conquered by those whose mind is established in equality. Brahman is flawless and is the embodiment of equality, therefore are these steadied in Brahman. And then 22 and 23, yehi samsparshaja bhoga dukha yonaya evate adyantavantaha Kunteya Nateshu Ramate Buddha. The enjoyments obtained by the contact of the senses with their objects are the sources of sorrow. They have a beginning and an end. Therefore, O son of Kunti, the wise man finds no joy in them. And then in 23, Shaknoti Iha Eva Yaha Sodum Prak Sharira Vimokshanat Kama Krodat Bhavam Vedam Sayuktaha Sasukhi Naraha. He who is able to resist the impulse of desire and anger even before departing from the body, he is verily a yogin and a happy person.